Mornings. 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
I think we're going to start, so.
Yeah, I know.
But it's the internet on his end.
Well, we can get her started, just in case.
Good morning and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on this February 17th. It is FanFest across the street. We're looking at Tropicana Field, and I can see the joy in your face, baseball Ben Botham, sitting across from me.
Yeah, I decided to wear my hat that I got from the Rays. Probably, man, it's probably been 10 years ago now that I went there to FanFest, picked this hat up. It is the opening series against... they're like not against anybody, but it was the Japan 2004 opening series hat. One of my favorite hats I got from FanFest. And that's one of the things you can
expect. That's a classic, baby.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can expect to find over there. Some just great stuff that the Rays had tucked away, hadn't quite sold yet. And I got a big noggin, so a lot of times they have hats that fit my big head.
What's the story behind that very, very cool Rays shirt? I feel like we're the Pat McAfee show, because they show up in cool attire all the time. And you have today, my man.
Yeah, I'm wearing this bright yellow vintage Devil Rays jersey. I actually got it because one of my...
Green Bay Packer yellow, by the way.
Yeah, it's bright. It's one of my students. He runs like a vintage clothing shop, and he told me one day he got in a bunch of Rays gear, and so I went down, supported him a little bit, and purchased this shirt from him. He's got all kinds of really cool vintage Rays, Bucks, Lightning, all kinds of stuff like that. For sale. I'll bring his information next time. I don't know if he has an actual like card or email to go to, but as soon as I find out, I'll let everybody know, because boy, he has some great stuff for sale.
Well, we are of course the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg's each and every Saturday morning. I certainly hope you can hear us right now. We're having a little bit of an internet issue, and bear with us. We'll get that rocking and rolling. I've got Brad Richardson in the house, and he'll talk Seminole baseball. That's what we're going to talk from 11:30 to noon. The Warhawks are in the house. You're bringing down 8 to 10 seniors. You're one of the assistant coaches. You're one of the alum that have committed to keeping the pride and the strength of the program. You will not be happy when you see the ratings that your one Joseph Geiger gave preseason. He has you guys fifth in the district.
In the district?
I'll have to take a look at it. It's his own creation. They're all Boca Ciega guys.
Oh,
so what do they know?
Golly gosh.
I wish he was here so you could hammer him. But anyway.
That's a travesty.
So right, so we'll talk about that. And then the second hour, it is, as I said, it's FanFest. We got Peter Gollum back. He's already over there at the Trop. He'll be here to give us a little breakdown of that, and then a little preview of the Rays in 2024. And then, of course, Michael Furz will... Michael Loritz, the author, the baseball author, and of course, Curveball at the Crossroads. He'll join us as well. Going to be a great day. Baseball's in the air. The weather's going to be a little dicey. We're going to talk a little. We're going to talk a little Daytona 500 with Burning Rubber Radio's Andy DeLay. They may be impacted, but baseball will not be impacted today because it's over the Trop. Unless you're standing in line. Remember last year?
Oh,
we watched that line.
The line was all the way out past the parking lot going towards those condos that you see right behind the Trop. It's unbelievable the amount of people that show up for to support the Rays, and it's great to see that many people coming. And I hope it continues through opening day, through game 162, and hopefully into the postseason.
We'll talk a lot about that with you, and of course Brad Richardson's here in the house to talk. Well, he'll help with the conversation with the young athletes that you guys both know well. And we'll talk a little high school sports. We're not going to do our rowdy segment. Last week we did have the rowdies segment with the Champions League downstairs. I did get off the mat, and I hosted the soccer champions draft downstairs. We had 36 teams from the Tri-County area represented. It was pretty cool, boys and girls in the draft, and taught soccer for an hour and a half. I actually talked soccer for an hour and a half, but I had plenty of help. And
you had your Soccer for Dummies book out, Mike?
Yes, I did have my Soccer for Dummies book out. Hey, this guy, and we have this gentleman on, or his son in the world of soccer, because I'm a NASCAR dummy as well. But the key to being successful is surround yourself with guys like Best Baseball Ben Botham when it comes to baseball, and Andy DeLay from Burning Rubber Radio, my man. And we're going to talk a little Daytona 500. What's up, brother?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing?
Well, I've had a few, old man issues, getting kicked to the curb by the doctors lately. But I'm rallying, and I'm excited to be back on the show. I had to take a couple of shows off, and let's have some fun today. And let's talk a little Burning Rubber Radio and Daytona 500. And I know they're looking at those storm clouds over in Daytona for sure.
They are big time. Matter of fact, they ran the ARCA race last night early because they thought, yeah, what a wreck at the end of that.
Holy moly. So, how many times have you been over to the 500?
The Cup Series 500, I have actually never been over there live for one of them. I've done everything else over there except that.
Well, we talked about that last year. We got to get you over there, but it is an absolute zoo, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's a huge zoo over there. Plenty, over 100,000 people, not only in the stands, but in the infield and outside of the track itself, too. Yeah, it's definitely a spectacle.
Well, as you look at this 2024 field, Who are some of the favorites that our audience that may not be following NASCAR? Everybody kind of watches it the week after the Super Bowl and NFL winds down, looking for something to watch on a Sunday afternoon, and it starts at 2:30 on Fox. I know that for a fact. Who are some of the racers to keep an eye on?
Well, of course, Joey Logano is going to start on the pole. He went out and put down a burning fast lap. Crowd favorite and a perennial underdog, Michael McDowell, starts on the outside of row one. So everyone wants to see Michael McDowell win. But it really doesn't matter where you start in this field because it's all about keeping into the draft and keeping away from the big wrecks that happen during the race. As a lot of the drivers say, you go out there and you ride around for 498 miles, and the last 2 miles, the last lap, is what matters. Coming to the white flag with one lap to go, if you're leading, you're probably not going to win.
Really? So the key is patience. So typically you're looking for a veteran driver who's obviously been there, done that, who knows that strategy and doesn't panic when towards the end of the race you've got people that are rookies. In fact, don't we have someone from the Tampa area?
Well, of course, Eric Amarola was from the Tampa area. He retired this last year. He's going to be running some the Nationwide Series, Xfinity Series racing, if those are how old I am, this year. But as far as local folks, of course, there's Joe Nemechek's son. He's going to be running in the 500. Someone to look out for is seven-time champion. It is Jimmy Johnson.
Didn't he barely get in?
Hey, barely doesn't matter. As long as you're in the field, you're in the field. It doesn't matter who you are. The Daytona 500 and any race at Daytona or Talladega are the great equalizer. Even the most underfunded team can win the race.
I love it. It's kind of like the Masters in golf. In the Masters in golf, people that have won before, old dudes in their 40s still have a shot, guys that know the course. It sounds like that's the same situation over there in Daytona. And Jimmy Johnson, he's the one that made the conversion to open wheel as well. I like that cat.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's a great guy. Matter of fact, my producer and I were just talking to his brother last night. And they're all excited about, they were telling us that Jimmy and his team are all excited about the switch to Toyota this year. They, of course, Jimmy Johnson's always drove a Chevrolet with Hendrick Motorsports back in the day. And, of course, with his new team, they were Chevy last year. But the word was that Chevy wasn't giving them the top support that they needed. And Toyota, they definitely did. So they stepped in, and Jimmy, for the first time, is going to be running in a Toyota this year.
Don't they call that treason here in America?
Yeah, something like that.
You went to Chevy, a Toyota, and the Daytona 500, and your name is Jimmy Johnson? I don't know what to think of that today, my man.
Oh, I mean, me either, but watch out. If he can survive the wrecks, you watch. Jimmy Johnson definitely knows how to get around the draft at Daytona, and if he can survive the wrecks, he will be in the top five vying for the win at the end of the race.
I just realized what a hypocrite I am, and you as well, my friend. We both okay. drive Toyotas. I'm getting another yes. Toyota. and here I am bashing Jimmy Johnson. Shame on my old ass.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Keep in mind, Toyotas are built in Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah, over by Lexington, I believe. I've driven yeah. by the plant several times. So what else is going on in the world of racing?
Everyone's getting kicked off. The Truck Series ran yesterday and last night, and of course the ARCA Series ran, and the Xfinity Series is supposed to run today. Hopefully, they're going to get the race in because the rain's already started over there. They're already talking about when are we going to reschedule this thing due to the weather, and they're talking about if it doesn't happen today and tomorrow for the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series, we're probably looking at a Monday night primetime race.
Really? A Monday night primetime?
That's what NASCAR's talking about, which means that with all the cautions and everything, the Cup Series won't get done running until probably 2 or 3 in the morning.
and we've had that happen before.
Yes.
You know what really blows is for Joe Blow, you know, that was a creative statement. But anyway, it does blow for Joe Blow that, you know, he saved up all his money. It's a Christmas present for he and his kids or whatever the scenario may be. And you know, and they got a tight budget. And the next thing you know, they have to stay over two nights, and they got to miss work, and they miss their flights. Whatever the sporting event, when weather impacts like that, those are the people I always think of are the people that don't have that kind of flexibility or cash flow. This is a bucket list, you know, moment for them. They go to the Daytona 500, or they go to the Super Bowl, or, you know, a golf tournament gets rained out. It's just, it kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I can understand that, but that's part of racing, you know. Mother Nature plays a big part. However, NASCAR has really put some testing in on the new rain tire technology. You'll never see it at Daytona or Talladega, but they were running at Bristol here in a test last week on rain tires, Bristol being a high-banked half-mile track. So
I've been to Bristol.
They're trying. You have.
Yeah, one of the few NASCAR venues that I've been at, but I went to Bristol, I've been to Kansas City, and I was very, very, very impressed. And Talladega.
Yeah, Bristol's a blast. Talladega, that place is just crazy. Everybody's wide open all the time.
How did the tires perform? Do you have any idea? Because that'd be a huge breakthrough.
Yes, it will be one. Of course, they're already running on rain tires on road courses. And I should say, I call them damp tires, because if it's really raining, NASCAR's not going to run, even on road courses. But if it's, you know, just damp, the track's wet, it was a mediocre rain, not a downpour that's going on, you'll see NASCAR now out running. So I'm hoping Bristol, Martinsville, and, of course, all of the road courses will have the damp tires on now. And I heard they perform fairly well.
All right. Well, that's this weekend. It looks like Sunday and Monday, the Daytona 500. But we're just a few weeks away from an event I know you do go down to and set up, you and Bill and Burning Rubber Radio. And that's the St. Pete Grand Prix, the 20th running right downtown here, just down the road from Ferg's. We've had a couple of the open sitting out in front of Ferg's, probably will sometime today because of the Fan Fest, 20-some thousand people over at Tropicana Field. And that is a great addition to the area, and has become a cornerstone of the sports, the high-profile sports that we host here in the greater Tampa, St. Pete area.
That's right, and that is the kickoff for the IndyCar season. That happens right here in St. Pete. Now, I've also heard something you're here first right here on Sports Connection is, of course, I got a lot of insider friends in NASCAR. The grumbling is next year, if not the year after, they're trying to get everything done. You may see the Craftsman Truck Series or the Xfinity Series running the street course with the IndyCar Series.
How cool would that be?
That would be great to bring NASCAR to the St. Pete. That would be wonderful.
Well, you bring some rednecks to the champagne drinking party, and everybody gets along, right?
Oh, that's right. And you might even see some of the NASCAR greats. Of course, I'm sure that you'll see Dale Jr. Down here if they're running that stuff. So you'll hear all the juniors in the crowd when he's walking around that you always hear.
So how do people find Burning Rubber Radio? It's a great broadcast. I know you can find it on FloridaSportsStreams.com, on our RadioSt.Pete.com platform. Proud to have your production. I believe you guys have been at it now 15 years. Time flies, doesn't it, man? I mean, I'm getting older than dirt. And just 4 years ago, I had a couple microphones down out front, and you were one of my almost weekly guests as we were vying for an opportunity just to share our stories and do what we love.
That's right. And Burning Rubber Radio now, of course, Radio St. Pete is our home down here in the Tampa Bay area now. And you can find us also on wingding.tv, on Roku Fire Stick, also on YouTube. Rumble now. We are video.
Rumble in the jungle with the boys from Burning Rubber Radio, because it is a jungle out there, as you well know, in the world of law enforcement, right, brother?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's always a jungle.
Yeah. Well, it's great to catch up with you. I'll be talking to you again before the St. Pete Grand Prix. In fact, why don't you just plan on getting your – now that you're in shape – getting your carcass down here. I remember the first time I met you, you and Bill walked from down there by the pier, and I thought you were going to have the big one right in front of me.
Oh, my gosh. Folks don't know it, but there's a heck of a hill between Bay's front down there and where Ferg's is.
It was a mountain to you that day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm 50 pounds lighter. Maybe this time I can make it without a problem.
I know. I said, now that you're in great shape. And then and then I was really impressed with you because you wolfed down on one of our huge burgers and then headed south. Well, you knew you're going to be rolling down south for the action for that Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. At least it was downhill on the way back.
Yeah. At least your doctor and your wife didn't see that. All right, my man. I'll talk to you soon, and we'll get you down here, and we'll have a conversation about the Grand Prix. Enjoy racing this weekend. And tell my man, Buster, I said hello, and he's got an open invitation anytime to come on down and join the show.
All right. Loving the show. You guys have fun.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Burning Rubber Radio and my good friend Andy DeLay. He's an officer up there in Kansas City. So don't speed in Kansas City.
Oh, I'm well aware not to speed in Kansas City. They'll get you there.
Yeah. Well, Andy's reasonable about it.
Yeah, that's good.
He said, they had some Barney Fifes up there before, and I'd heard, it's such a small little sector, they need to make money. Yeah. So that's what they're doing. So what do you got over there you're digging into as we – let me do the opening a little properly. We're having a little snafu. He's baseball Ben Botham. Of course, he pitched at Savannah State. He was he's alum of Seminole, the Warhawks, where he's a coach and a teacher now. And he's my right-hand man each and every Saturday. We are live. Our flagship, 106.1 FM, AM 1340, AM 1350, and of course, 102.3 FM. And then up there in Lake City, Gainesville, 1250 AM, WGRO, and WDSR AM, 1340. I'll call it as we cover the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We've got Seminoles coming in the house. That's one of our segments today. Ben Botham lined up some of his youngsters to come down, and season's getting ready to start. You've actually got preseason games, don't you?
Yeah, so our preseason classic just finished up. It was the Nate Richardson first pitch preseason classic.
And that, of course, it was the brother of our own Brad Richardson.
Yes, it was. And it was a great ceremony that we did. The players all got together. And it's a really great way to kind of unify the team and kind of show our respect for the Richardson family and all that they do for the Seminole baseball program. The fellows, after the end of the game, ran out and touched his number that we have hanging out in right field. We have his number 35 out there, along with Steve Georgiadis's number out in right field as well, which takes us into the Steve Georgiadis, classic that we have. That's the start of the season. It's, I believe, it's a 10-team or 8-team.
Brad Richardson will detail it for us.
Yeah, that we have going on next week. It starts Monday, goes through the whole week.
Really?
Yeah. It's the oldest running tournament in the state of Florida. It's, I believe, on our 31st year of doing the tournament. So it's a lot of fun. It's great to have all the schools out there, and the players seem to really like it as well.
Well, he's Baseball Ben Botham. It is a baseball theme here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this 17th of February, as it is across the street as we look at the Trop. We're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and we've been now for 4 years. We're on the back overlooking the Tropicana Field preparation for Fan Fest. The doors opened at 11 o'clock. Is that correct, Ben?
Yeah, so doors open. I got it right here. Give me one.
The line will now probably 20,000 strong. It's FREE. And anything that's free,
yep.
You know how the public is.
Yeah, it's 11 to 4 p.m. here. You can donate 3 or more non-perishable food items at FanFest and receive a ticket voucher for 2024 as well.
How cool is that?
So hopefully there'll be a lot of guys out there to, hopefully bring in this new season. It's going to be really exciting. And there's always a great number of items that the Rays bring out there, whether it's programs or jerseys and hats of old players, or even some of their minor league guys that they'll even bring out some, spring training jerseys.
Well, I'm looking forward to baseball now. Of course, open up the 28th of March down here. It's a Thursday, 3:30 first pitch against who you predicted last year was going to win the World Series, against the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's the home opener. Last year it was the Detroit Tigers, who had a lot of promise and high expectations. We saw what happened there. And your Toronto Blue Jays, my prediction did not come to fruition.
It did not.
But they made some interesting moves in the offseason as well.
Did you hear about their biggest move, Mike?
No.
They added cup holders. To all their seats.
Oh my God,
that's their biggest move.
I'm flying to Toronto.
Yeah, now you can put your big tall boy right in there while you're watching the game.
What an asset!
That's a game changer for the fans. They'll get them a little more rowdy, get everybody up and going in the stands. Hopefully, as my prediction always is, I think with Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr., they have a really great team.
They have a very good team.
Yes, very young team.
Getting older. The East is wide open again. I would say that.
I would agree.
I'm concerned about our Rays. We'll talk about that in the second hour. So then this portion of the show, in about 5 minutes, we'll start talking to Warhawks. In fact, just throw these guys on right now, Brad. Let's start filing through them in our Body Armor. Our great sponsors, of course, Coca-Cola, Body Armor, and our high school headquarters. We're upstairs. Typically, we're out front where we like to get a flavor for the day. It's going to be a big party down here at Fergs. We got 100-some televisions. If you're an NBA person, which... I watch it just for the entertainment aspect of it, but it's All-Star Weekend, some bizarre things taking place in the NBA. You've got some great golf taking place at the Genesis Invitational. It's that sad, sad time when football just wound down. Now, you're smiling because baseball is essentially starting today for you.
Yeah, and then we're going into March sadness, Mike.
March madness. Just because you don't like basketball. You do one thing. I don't know if I should talk about this topic in front of some of your players and students. So we'll talk about that in the second hour. But there's plenty of, let's just say, wagering and enjoyment with March Madness.
There certainly is. And, I've got...
You don't even know who's in the top 10 right now in college basketball.
1,000% correct. But at least I've been getting a little...
See, you got smart players.
I know. I see them over here.
Got Cougars. I know why you got that, and bravo, congratulations, my man.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Big 12 world, baby.
Yeah, but I know that there has been some big basketball news going on. Like, Caitlin Clark becoming the new
About time you bring up my Hawkeyes.
The new NCAA Division I women's basketball scoring leader.
Caitlin Clark, baby.
Yeah, so congratulations to her. I mean, she's done a remarkable job and really been driving a lot of traffic to women's basketball because she's such an exciting talent to see on the basketball court.
I know her parents. She went to the same high school my daughter, West Des Moines Dowling. It's a Catholic school in Des Moines, Iowa. But she is so humble, and there's been a lot of naysayers about her. But she's genuine.
Oh, yeah.
You listen to her interviews, conversation. She's a baller.
Yeah, hey, I saw a couple games of her playing on the court, and she looks phenomenal out there. I've watched
She's a
lot
Caucasian
of
Caucasian persuasion version of Steph Curry.
Man,
she gets to, well, you don't watch her, but when she gets to the logo, we're not talking the key. We're not talking the arc. When she gets to the logo, you got to D her up, or she's launching them. And she is the real deal.
That's pretty remarkable, Mike, because I can barely even make it from the free throw.
You can't do anything in basketball.
I know how to dribble. I can dribble, bounce the ball around, run around the court.
Why don't you guys take him to a court one of these days and just give him a schooling, would you?
Well, they'd school me up. This guy's 6'7" over here.
All right, so we're gonna have a conversation with them. Of course, we brought you, like I said, Coca-Cola, Body Armor, our great friends. I'm going to have Brad also. Somebody's got to take a few pictures when we get rolling here, having the guys down. And that is that's our DJ, Madman Mac, out there.
He's letting it rip right now.
He's warming up, baby. It's baseball.
It
20,000 people out here.
Hey, you got to get them excited.
It's a party at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. All right, so why don't you do the introductions? Should we start? You know what? He's got basketball. He's talking basketball with me. Let's start left to right.
All right, we'll start left to right. On my left here, we have Kendall Hoffman. He's one of our seniors here. And on my right, of course, we have Jaden White as well. There's some more coming. They're trying to figure out the parking situation, of course, because there is Fan Fest going on. It's a little tough to park, but they will be here momentarily. But we can start with you, Kendall. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Nice and loud, fellas, like you're talking to each other in the car, and you're talking to Coach, and you're not listening to him.
My name is Kendall Hoffman. I'm a 2024 senior at Seminole High School. I am signed to the University of Houston. Excited to get out there and play baseball for the Warhawks and potentially for a long time for Houston, and it's going to be a good time this season, and I'm ready for it.
Bravo on that opportunity for you.
Thank you.
And now that they're a part of the Big 12, which has been historically very solid in the world of baseball, as you're well aware of, and that's my neck of the woods, but you've got the Texas, the Nebraskas, the Oklahoma States, and now the Houston Cougars part of that.
Oh, yeah. He was showing me their little hand sign that they got, the Cougar Claw. He was throwing it up during
You got it, Master? Let's see it. You got it? Oh, we got to get a picture of that. You know, before he leaves, over by Body Armor, getting the Cougar Claw.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a great.
We're going to turn you guys into the social media arm for baseball in the world of the Sports Connection. I guess I'm forced to. I got Warhawks everywhere I turn. I got Brad. I got Ben.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing to have. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the pitches that you throw? What's your game plan going into most of the games that you go into?
So I throw five pitches. I'm a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, sinker guy. And I like to start them off with fastball, get it by them, hopefully. I'm like 88, 91, around there most time. And then my curveball is a wipeout curveball, big, big movement and everything. And then the slider, I have about 20 inches of break, which is honestly really good. Most people say it's kind of professional level, which is where I want to be. And then the changeup, I was just trying to develop it, honestly, and it's like it's all right now, but it needs to be a little better. I know that, but I'm trying to throw with confidence, that way I can get hitters with it. And then the sinker, I just developed it 2 weeks ago or something like that, and it's just basically a two-seam with a little bit of a dip in it. It's pretty nice. Throw hitters off.
Yeah, I mean, you're like 6'7" on the mound over there. I joke around and say you're 6'12" because he's.
He reminds me of Ryan Glasnow.
Yeah, he's got a good body to him. Hopefully, we get a couple more lbs on him.
Yeah,
I keep telling him, you know, carry around a jar of peanut butter with him and start munching on that all during class. So he's going to be one of our guys that we're going to be looking forward to seeing how he does this season.
Has he been with you for 4 years then?
Yeah. Yep. 4 years at Seminole High School.
Beautiful. Bravo, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's great to see him out there. And,
before we let him go, I'll do that. I'll do the fun stuff.
Okay, yeah. We, a great thing about Seminole is we've always had really good pitching, and that's kind of been one of the hallmarks of our program. And we have two pitchers with us here as well. So I'll turn it over here to Jaden White. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Jaden White. I'm a 2024 senior. I pitch, and I'll be attending USF after this year. So,
gonna play a little ball over there?
Sadly, no, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Still a great school. What are you gonna major in?
Looking to major in business.
Might need an intern.
Yeah, there
keep
we
him
go.
Around.
We certainly will. Jaden's another one of our great pitchers here. He even was playing a little bit third base in one of our preseason games.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, when the score gets up there, you gotta turn to some of the guys who you might not expect to play the positions you need to fill.
You like that, Coach?
Oh, I love that. You know, remember we're hands down kind of guys.
Oh yeah, palms down.
Palms down.
Always giving out what we can give. So.
Yeah.
Have you played a hot corner before? Or just something you want decide you want to do? Well, if you got you're a pitcher, you got a great gun to get it across the field, mm-hmm. the infield.
Well, you know, in fall ball when they let me hit, they you got to put me somewhere in the field. So. Usually third base, second base, around there I'm not pitching.
How's he hit?
You know, he's swinging it. He swings that lumber, and he looks good out there. But he made a really good play the other day, a little PFP. Somebody might have been hitting him PFPs this whole offseason.
Oh, yeah. We got one of the best here, Coach Ben. Always takes us behind left field.
Notice how he got that in. He wants his own pat on the back. My God. It's what we expect, though. You got to be confident in yourself, and this guy has no shortage of confidence. But I'm sure you guys love having him as a mentor and a supporter and promoter.
Well, I try and hit him rockets over there in left field. I don't take it easy on him.
I don't think you take it easy on anybody.
So, can you tell us some of your pitches? What's your game plan going in when you're facing a batter?
So I throw a fastball, sinker, curveball, and slider. Mostly, I'm more of a breaking ball guy. I like to put more movement, try and get him off balance. Because I don't have that very power fastball that some guys like Kendall Hoffman do. So most of the time I'll try and get a fastball by them and then I'll turn to the stuff that moves.
Yeah. Hey, and he's one of the smartest guys out there. He's in one of my AP classes, AP economics. So he's a sharp tack. He's up there and he knows what's going on. He knows baseball inside and out as well as in the classroom. Both these guys are academic warriors, I would say.
Well, bravo, guys. That's very important. Without embarrassing him, is he a good economics teacher?
Yeah, I see he's pretty good. I just kind of go in his class sometimes, see him teaching all the time. But yeah,
he's a history teacher teaching economics.
It's social studies. It's all one and the same.
Close enough.
All right, buddy.
You know one, you know them all.
You're a utility infielder.
Hey,
you can do it all. Hey. Utility. He's a utility infielder teacher.
Hey, I just say, hey, Coach, what can I do for you? What can
put
I
me
do
in, Coach.
There?
I'll teach economics. Just so you don't start teaching home ec.
Home ec, yeah. Well, I'm a pretty good
cook. You're a pretty good cook, too.
Yeah, I can whip
You might up. Get the MVP this year.
There we go. Hey, hopefully
one MVT, of these, most valuable teacher.
Hopefully one of these guys can get it for us this year. Brad, do you have any questions for the guys here?
Of course he does. He's Brad Richardson, the voice of the Seminole Warhawks.
We know, guys, this season's coming up, and, well, next week's going to obviously be the Georgiadis. And one of the things I've noticed on the schedule, one of the toughest teams you guys are going to be facing possibly is going to be Venice. You know, from Kendall and Jaden, you know, with that being the game that they are, I mean, the guys always make it to regionals. How do you view that game coming up? You think it's going to be a tough one? Start with Kendall.
I'm excited, but we got to win the first game. We play Bogey on Tuesday, which Correct. Is going to be big. I'm starting that game. And then
what's Bogey like? Does anybody know? I know Coach Miller. I love those guys. But they have difficulty. There's not a whole lot of rich tradition over there. What do they look like this year?
They're not bad. They're not looking too bad. But I think if we just play what we know how to play, then we should be plenty. And then we play – after that, we play the winner of Pinellas Park and CCC, which is – that should be a good game for us to see. Whoever comes out of that will be a – better, like, more like tough competition, I would say. And then when you get to after we win that one, you get to Venice, and that's obviously the big game that you want to play against them. And then I should be hopefully starting on Saturday as well against Venice, which would be a tough game for me, and I'm excited to see.
Well, that's what you want at this point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want all the tough competition. I really rather throw against every like tough team than all like the cupcakes and stuff like that. But like, I think it's better for like everyone when we play tougher teams because we get more experience and stuff like that.
Well, for district time, right, fellas? One quick one, I'll let you go back. Do you communicate to your college coaches quite often?
Yes, we do.
What do they think about you adding these new pitches to your arsenal?
They think it's a great idea, and they like my arsenal already, and they're excited for what I have to do and what I have to offer. And then Yeah, just throwing the ball well. It's all I can do.
Well, bravo.
What about you, Jaden? I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams you're going to get to watch and face and all that, but what's one of them that you're looking forward to seeing specifically?
Well, of course, I'm really looking forward to the end of the season against Osceola.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's coming up at the end. I mean, for all of you guys down here, by the way, we had two just walk in right now. We'll get a chance to introduce them in just a second. You know what? Screw it. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and let them start. You know, go ahead. Introduce yourself, person who's sitting right next to
you. You don't need the headphones. We're all loud enough. We're all loud enough here. And
I have to make sure I'm perfectly tonal, though. But anyway, go for it.
My name is Alex Esplot, shortstop, senior. And I'm going to Alabama State to play baseball next year.
Where are you going?
Alabama State.
Are you really? Bravo.
Thank you.
And then the next
you,
one to
you
him.
Were down last year, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Downstairs, yeah. Yeah.
And who's the other one right here?
My name's Gavin Dougherty. I'm a senior. I'm not playing baseball in college, but, you know, I'm along for the season.
Well, of course.
And by the way, Gavin, where are you going to be going to school?
I'm going to Florida State University next
year.
It's
going to be a Seminole. This is the home of the Seminole, not you guys, the Florida State watch parties. Mm-hmm. So when you become of age, come down here to Ferg's and watch all the games.
We'll do.
All right.
Absolutely. So, like I said, the season just got underway. For a lot of you guys, obviously, you know, we had two games this past week for the Nate Richardson preseason first pitch classic and all. What was one of the games that stood out to you guys most of all? Go ahead, Alex. You know, let me get your opinion on something.
Slam Academy, we played them our first game. It was an interesting game. We didn't really know anything about them going into it, and we're just kind of like blind going into it, but we knew if we just played our brand of baseball, how we've been practicing all year, that we would have been a-okay, and it turned out just fine. We got the W, so it's interesting to see a new team, but we won, so that's all that matters.
So, Gavin, I got to ask, what was it like being back on the mound now after all the fall ball stuff and then obviously going through the orange and green game, which is technically the, we'll call it a preseason scrimmage against the older team, the varsity team versus the younger guys. What was it like to finally be back on the mound?
You know, it was really nice. Got an outing against Slam, didn't know a lot about them, you know, besides just like watching their game against them. I forget who they played first, but yeah, it was good to be back on the mound after my guy Kendall here. You know, had a great outing, three innings. If you want to talk about that, Kendall, go ahead.
All right, yeah, come on, Kendall. Give us a little play-by-play, if you want to call it, from first three innings of the first game of Slam Academy.
Yeah, I threw three innings against Slam on Tuesday. It was good in three innings. I was 88, 90, up 91, and I had five Ks, I think, in that game. One hit, no walks, which is pretty good. Just trying to limit the hits and limit the walks. It's all that matters.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's funny. Jaden, actually, just a minute ago, obviously mentioned playing Osceola. I think that game is going to be obviously a district game, but it's also going to be a little bit of a revenge game and all because of a certain thing that happened in districts last season. But, you know, other than Osceola.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, I know, though. Yeah, but anyway, what are some of the other teams you're looking forward to facing and all? So I do have the schedule right here.
Well, obviously, rivalry teams like Largo, Hollins, teams in our district, but really it's just the next game matters. We're not looking ahead to anyone too much, but it's just the next game.
Absolutely. No. So actually we asked Kendall this and also Jaden this. So guys, what is some of the best advice that Coach Botham gives you guys before every game? What's some of the insight from a former alumni?
That you can say on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah. That you can personally say here.
He tends to keep it a little loose, wants us to go out there and have fun, and that's something that I want to live baseball by. I feel like
you should live life that way. Trust me, as an old man.
Definitely. I feel like if you're having fun, you're going to love it, and it doesn't really feel like a job. It's like an enjoyment piece. So especially at the next level is when you're trying to make it pro and doing that as a career. If you're having fun, you rather work and have fun instead of work and not like it. So I feel like having fun is probably the best advice he gives.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of having both of them in my classroom as well. I have Gavin here again for a second round, and I had Alex at the beginning of the year.
So I'm certain you enjoy having a coach as a teacher as well. I bet there's a waiting line to get into your, and I mean this sincerely, and I mean it from a proud of you perspective. When the young people want to come to your classroom versus avoid it, that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
So actually, any one of you can answer this, but I want to get a perspective. What's been some of the
Colin Baxter in the house?
My question to you guys is that, I've known Coach Moravec for now over like maybe 12, 13 years. So, you know, I've seen his coaching styles and all. But, I mean, also, you know, what I always want to know is what's been some of the best advice that he's given you in terms of game situation time and, you know, obviously, you know, certain things, obviously be nice on the air, guys. But what's been some of the best advice that he's given you that has really been influential with game time situations at all?
Yeah, so some of the best advice he's given us is being palm down instead of being palm up. Like, you don't want to, like, expect things are given to you with your palm up. You want to be palm down and be giving to others.
I love that.
Yeah. It's
really I know good. People that shake their hand like this.
Yeah, exactly. That's just what Coach Moravec tells us not to do. He wants us to give to people and
After you answer these, my quick question, and I want you to do this, is shout out to anybody at home, mom, dad, or any family members. It's your last time on the air here.
Yeah, shout out to my mom and my dad.
Their names?
Ashley and Ty, and my brother, Carter.
There you go.
And Carter's also on
the— I want to make sure
we
get that in, so they'll be listening later on, and yeah, they'll remind you.
And Carter's also on the JV, or the Nats, actually, is what it is. What about you, Alex? Continuing on with that questionnaire.
Moravec throughout the year has had some great quotes that he gives us, a lot of great quotes. One of my favorite ones that we've been following very strictly this year is, why not us? Why not us be the next district champ? Why not us go to regional?
I like that.
Why not us go to state playoffs? Stuff like that. So that's one of my favorite quotes. And then I want to say shout out to my mom and my dad, Michelle and Hamlet. I love you guys. Thank you for everything you do.
I'd like to.
We got to get him.
I'd like to
shout out
back.
To his family.
I'd like to piggyback on that for a quick second. You know, we have a legacy of greatness over at Seminole.
Impressive.
And so our goal every year is to win districts, make it to the regionals, and start going into a state playoff. That's what we expect from our guys every single year, and we don't want to let the tradition down at Seminole. And that's what these guys are doing each and every day. Is they're working hard, and they're putting us in a great position to go into districts, win that, and make a good run in the state playoffs.
And it's cool to have that come from an alum who, you know, he's been there, done it, pitched at the collegiate level. You better get a shout out somebody at home.
Yeah, so I like to shout out my parents, my Dion and Brad Hoffman, my sisters Peyton and Addison, and my brother Colby, and my girlfriend Miranda. I appreciate all of them, everything they do for me. It's everything.
I made that optional. I'm glad you threw the girlfriend in there.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Because she does a lot for me, like just like my parents, just like them, all supportive and everything, and through whatever I do, whatever decisions I make.
And you got a very bright future, young man.
Thank you.
Let's not forget the man on the end, Mr. Jaden White. Come on, Jaden.
Going to be a USF Bowl, baby.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out my parents, Stacy and Chris White, and then my brother, Bailey White.
Isn't Bailey also on the Nats?
Yes, he is.
There's another White coming up. My gosh. And Ben, you coach him, right? You coach Carter and Brady.
Yeah. I help run the freshman team of the Nats. And so I have both of their brothers there, hopefully trying to keep them in line a little bit. You know, freshmen can be a little squirrely at times.
Hey, I want to create a little energy before you guys leave here. A little motivation. You don't need motivation because of the rivalry, obviously. But our own Joe Geiger, who played at Boca Ciega, and he does a superb job with all of our world. He and a couple of his cronies, I won't give names out because you guys might hunt them down. But anyway, they launched their Pinellas Top 15 preseason just yesterday.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, we all saw that.
Yeah, well, Calvary won, but Osceola 3, Seminole 6. I didn't think that was going to go. I said, Joe, I don't think you may want to do that. You know who's coming down tomorrow, and you know who you have to see every Saturday, but that's motivation. You got Northside Christian. In fact, I listen to him practice. I live right next door to him. Eastlake ahead of you. Holland's ahead of you. And you guys in at 6, then Dunedin, Clearwater, Clearwater Central Catholic, St. Pete, Northeast 11, P Park. You got some tough— some tough teams in this top 15. Palm Harbor, Boca Ciega, 14. They shouldn't even be in top 15. And then Countryside. And I love what they do over there. But this thing will get butchered after week one, I would say.
Hey, why not us in position number
one? Exactly. That's why.
Why not?
It's early in the season. Just sit back and see, you know, how the chips fall. But like the coaches are saying, why not us?
Exactly. So, you know,
I think Joe Geiger's got his hat on a little too tight, squeezing off some of the blood flow.
I know.
Joey, if you listen to that, that's obviously Ben's opinion of things. So
no, the reality is this: that's why you have preseason.
Yep.
You want people to follow it. You want people to get motivated, pissed off, whatever the term you want to use. And we saw some motivation right away.
However,
this was pissed off.
However, I will say this. I think with preseason, as I've always noticed this, is that it gives every player a chance to play. You know, you obviously are going to, you know, see the All-Stars that are, you know, let's just say classified on your team. However, you also get a chance to see what's coming up in terms of talent. I mean, I'll tell you this. The final night of my brother's preseason classic, in towards the final innings of the game, I got a chance to see how a lot of these younger kids, two sophomores on the team, how they were playing and what we can expect from them in 2 years. And then also we got to see a lot of kids in the junior class. So it gets a chance to, obviously you guys get to cheer them on for sure. You're all graduating, but it gets a chance to see what's coming up and what we can look forward to.
Well, Coach, I'm sure that you guys love the fact that there's a feeder system.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Gavin, go ahead.
In the SPC game of the final night of the Naverson tournament that Brad was talking about, we got to see a lot of our teammates play that we don't normally get to see play, like Blake Schneider. Like, it was just really nice. Shane, like, it was just really nice cheering them on, like, and seeing what they can do. Like,
well, it's cool that you guys enjoy that. Yeah. I know a lot of schools that the upperclassmen be like, shun them, which is ridiculous, just stupid. You guys realize the importance of them at Seminole, and even the guys that are seniors that are putting in all the work, the same work as you guys have, and don't have the talent. And you encourage them.
Yeah, and definitely love our.
And that's a team.
We definitely love our underclassmen. Like, it was just nice seeing the energy that like Angel and Blake brought to the team. Like, and the talent that they have. And it was even nice seeing our own friend Jaden White here, swing a bat. Yeah, and play a position that he doesn't normally play at third base.
Playing that third base, baby.
Oh, yeah,
hot corner.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. It was a great game.
So wait a minute, real quick. I got to ask something. You mentioned him just a minute ago, and one of the three can give me this answer. Who came up with the nickname Jaybird for him?
Oh, wow.
Who came? Who came up with it?
I want to say it was Coach Beck.
Coach Beck. Okay. And he's one of our assistant coaches. He actually runs the Nats, the younger team and all that.
Oh yeah. He's running a great program over there in the Nats. He's really big on bunting. You know, he's really big on small ball and strategies of the game.
Let me ask you this, Ben. Can you pull from those guys during the season? Can you pull those players up?
They have to be on the varsity roster. I mean, there's guys that we have both on the varsity roster and play on the Nats.
It's not like AAA. It's not like Dunedin. I mean,
Here's the thing.
Durham Bulls and the Rays.
Let me elaborate on that. So the whole thing is Pinellas County Schools, in terms of baseball, they are not allowed. This is public schools. Keep this in mind. They're not allowed to have a JV squad that can move up and down.
Gotcha. That's what I need to know.
Private schools can, but there's certain sports that can have JV.
Well, that blows.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a level playing field.
Yeah, I know. I mean, basketball can, football can. They are allowed to have it, so. And I believe soccer can too, but yeah.
Do you guys want to talk a little bit about what happens when you get hit by a pitch on our team?
Oh, so we got an end of the year award called a steak dinner award, and it goes to the person who gets hit by a pitch most throughout the season. So it's a big.
Is that
like,
the Coach Botham? Does he give that award out?
I don't even know who started.
Is that your money,
honest.
Coach? That we're getting.
Hey, my money.
But yeah, if you have the most hit by pitches at the end of the year, you get a $25 gift voucher to. Outback to go get you a steak for getting hit because we practice it.
I throw something in there as well. More than a voucher. I'll throw in some wings from Ferg's. 50 wings.
50 of Ferg's famous wings.
Here's some baseball royalty. He's written over
junior varsities. Now, when my son was in the eighth grade, I and
in New York.
No, here in St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay.
I and four others who cared about baseball started a JV program for the high schools in St. Petersburg. We ran it for 5 years because, unlike Hillsboro, St. Peter in Pinellas County, you couldn't have a junior varsity in baseball. So we started it. We had all those kids playing for 5 years, and then they would move up to varsity, and the teams were so much stronger. And then after the five of us, all our kids graduated from high school, nobody would take it over from us, so the thing died.
Well, that's another piece of the diversity that you are in the world of baseball. He's Peter Gallenbach. He's written over 30-some baseball award-winning books. And if you're a Yankees fan, he's your guy. But now he's a Rays fan.
But if you're a Pinellas County baseball fan, my son graduated from St. Pete High School.
He's Green Devil.
It was a Green Devil, all right.
All right.
But,
All right, guys. Guys,
be nice. Be nice.
We we got about 3 minutes left. Any parting conversation statements? Hopefully we'll see you guys. Coach will get you down towards the end of the season. I want to see the seniors one more time. What I think we're going to do is we'll have a seniors event down here, Ben.
Yeah. So I actually have one more question for you guys. I mean, you did mention one person that has been given nicknames to certain players over the years, but now this one coach, has a nickname called Dr. Beck. But there's another doctor on that team now.
Coach, right?
Yeah. Who? Okay. So who? Here's my question: who is the true doctor of baseball?
Oh, I think I got to go with Coach Balvin on this one.
Oh,
Coach Balvin.
Coach Balvin, Jaden?
In my opinion, it's Coach Beck.
Oh, so 3-1, unfortunately. But, hey, he's the doctor of baseball, as he said.
He's the rookie.
He's the rookie. Yeah, he's still learning. He's still learning.
He looks like he could play with you guys.
Boston's like another one of us.
He's a coach in training. He's a coach in training.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the whole saying with Beck is that he takes sick teams and he doctors them up and make them feel better. So he'll do better, excuse me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, young man, I appreciate you coming down. I know it was brutal finding parking on this Rays Fest. You guys should go get in line.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too. Who's all going to Rays Fest? No one here? No one here? Jaden? No.
They got their own focus right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So
they got a lot of work to complete in Coach Botham's class. I got to make sure they knock out those AP classroom videos and some economics as well.
Economics. He doesn't even pronounce it properly.
Ben, it's like pecan pie and pecan pie. All right, come on. You got to say it correctly.
Well, he is a Southerner. It's that Georgia piece of him now. That's 6-8 years up in Georgia.
Savannah State and exactly. Georgia Southern, you know, that influence. We'll put it that way.
All right, guys. Who had you pulled for in the Super Bowl? Were you happy with the outcome?
No. I wanted the 49ers to win.
Nope. Yes.
Losers.
Jaden, what was your answer? Don't nod. Say it again.
I was pulling for the Kansas City Chiefs.
My man.
Mahomes.
Scripted. Listen, I'm from Iowa. You think I wasn't pulling for Purdy and George Kittle from Hawkeyes? Of course I was. But at the same time, Ben Arrowhead probably a couple dozen times.
I think Jaden's a
scripted. You sound like my son who lost a bet. He lives in Denver. He goes, that thing was scripted because he lost a bet. I said, listen, pal. Well, guys, thanks very much for we could talk about that off the show. But thanks for coming down. I appreciate it. I'll be following you guys, of course. I'll get updates each and every. You guys get more coverage than any high school in the entire state probably on a radio broadcast and a streaming broadcast. So you can thank these two gentlemen that are passionate fans and alum of Seminole High.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So second hour, we are going to talk. Peter Gollenbach's going to be on. We're going to talk. I think he just was over at Fan Fest. It is Rays Fan Fest. We've got Michael Lawrence, of course, going to join us. Brad will talk a little high school prep action from our Body Armor High School headquarters. And why don't you go get in the picture over there, and I'll wind some things down. Great job, as always, there, Bradley.
I appreciate that.
How did your brother's tournament go? Got about 30 seconds.
I mean, it went great. I mean, it's just two great nights. And I'll just say this real quick. I appreciate what the team did for my brother. The first night, we have a pregame ceremony where we honor and remember him. And then at the second night, actually, at the end of the
let's get a picture with Coach Botham in the middle.
They decided to pay honor to him because in the outfield, there's a baseball with his number, which is retired, number 35. And they went out to the outfield and they touched it. They came right back and had a picture with us. And that was the closing night of the game, but the opening of the season.
All right. That's our number one in the books. We'll get some pictures here of the boys in front of our Body Armor Prep Connection. And then, of course, second hour, we're going to talk all Rays baseball. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill right across from Tropicana Field on this Fan Fest Saturday.